This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I feel really confident where we're at. I think this one's going to be a little wild, but we're going to be prepared for all the different scenarios that pop up. The time working with Ben throughout this has been great. Some really good communication, some great discussions as we set the board and get prepared for the draft in a couple of days.
The Score Midday Show, 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
That was Ryan Poles talking about where he sits in, as far as the first round goes, 10. And where he sits overall. Three picks before anybody else will get three picks in the NFL draft, which of course begins with the first round tomorrow night starting at 6 o'clock. And then we've got day two, and then we've got day three, and then we've got all the right reaction, the Sunday morning quarterback, if you will, because you know it ends on Saturday, so I can't say Monday morning quarterbacking of it all. Mark Grody along with Marshall Harris trying to get you through it. And Mark, he talked yesterday. Ian Cunningham talked at length yesterday at House Hall in their pre-draft press conference. And a lot of questions came out of that. One of them was what Dave Wannstedt was just talking with us about, and that's what to do about the running back situation. We know they have DeAndre Swift. They need another one. It is a deep class of running backs, and we're just trying to figure out where the Bears stand on, is it Ashton Jeanty or bust, or are there several running backs they feel like will fit Ben Johnson's system?
There is another effect of the Super Bowl-winning Philadelphia Eagles. Wannstedt talked about the crazy good defensive line playing, the lack of blitzing. The other part was Saquon Barkley. Everybody gets excited when they see a running back do what running backs, you know, used to do and periodically do in this NFL. So I think he sort of put the NFL on blast, and you have this guy in Ashton Jeanty. And the question is, in this era of the NFL, do you take a running back top 10? It was pretty easy to do it with Saquon Barkley because he had generational talents coming out of Penn State. Now we got to take that question to the Bears assistant general manager Ian Cunningham yesterday, more philosophical about taking a running back. I don't know if Ashton Jeanty's name was actually mentioned, but everybody knows who we're talking about here. Here's Ian Cunningham on drafting a running back.
Yeah, and there's obviously a bunch of really good running backs at the top of this draft. What's your philosophy in terms of weighing the instant reward of that position with also the longevity and how that compares to other positions?
Yeah, I think the value is if he's a playmaker and a really good player, you take a really good player. You know, that's the beauty of our process. Our philosophy is best player available. Yeah, we weigh premium position versus non-premium position, but at the end of the day, it's a playmaker, right? And if we see him in that role, I think you can go take a playmaker that's not a premium position.
So clearly, because he said it twice, they do not believe that running back is a premium position, as most teams don't. But he said that's a playmaker. So almost saying, if we think that this guy can be a playmaker in our offense, it would probably be silly not to consider him at number 10.
If he can run down the field, jump backwards over someone, and make some things happen, that would be a playmaker. That would be a playmaker.
Yeah.
And so I'm hearing him say that, and he gave you an answer, but he didn't give you the answer, right?
No, of course not.
And why would he? because number one,
I didn't expect them to.
It's Lion season. I'm not going to tell you what we're going to do because that's going to affect how other teams maybe treat what we're doing. We have to keep it under the vest.
Sorry, I'd hate that press conference, honestly, if I was Ryan Poles and Ian Cunningham, just because you want to say nothing, but you want to at least give something, if maybe to redirect another team and just to sort of satisfy the media contingent, which obviously is not their priority.
Right. The media is there to do their job. The Bears are here to do their job. And I think, on the one sense, the media is the conduit to the fan base, to the general population. That's what the media is. On the other hand, I don't think the fan base cares about us as long as the Bears win. You know what I'm saying? If the Bears are winning, which they haven't been doing, then the media wouldn't matter as much to them.
Well, yeah, I mean, I understand what you're saying, but even when a team is winning, you want to know how you're going to make this team better. What are you going to, like we're talking about with the Cubs, like we will discuss with Jed Hoyer.
Cubs 11-25.
Cubs look really, really good, but we're greedy. And I always say, like, with the Cubs especially, greed is good. With the Bears, greed is good. You are entitled as a fan in this town to be greedy for your teams because you watch these teams, you pay for these teams. Greed is good. Want more out of your team. And I think that's what we're seeing.
Gordon Gecko Grody. I didn't
that's
know.
Right.
Now I know.
That's
greed
right.
is good.
Greed is good.
You're not even working on Wall Street.
Greed
this man is
good.
Is telling the people exactly how he feels about, you know, wanting more. And it's not how you feel. It's how the fans feel. Let's
Absolutely.
Be honest.
Right.
Who doesn't want more? Who says, oh, I have enough. I don't want more. People are always trying to improve their station, whether it be in life, whether it be their sports teams, whether it be the quality of the food they're about to eat.
Yes.
That's what we do. We strive for more.
It's two things that I just said that typically sound bad. Greed is good and sense of entitlement. I think that fans should have a sense of entitlement in this town, especially when we're talking about the Cubs and we're talking about the Bears. Yeah, Bears have not been in the Super Bowl since 2006, haven't won one since 1986, technically. So, yes, I do think that a degree of greed is good for our teams.
And with the Cubs, they're no longer the lovable losers.
No.
That thing stopped when they won the World Series. They crossed that line, but you understand that wasn't the finish line. That was just a checkpoint on one of those racing video games to continue going.
Oh, absolutely. Like I always say, act accordingly. The fans have continued to act accordingly.
They show up, right?
They've raised their game to. And you could still say, it's a blast to go to Wrigley Field. It's fun to go to Wrigley Field. Have a casual day. If you're just there to have fun and drink beer, that's all good. But there is now, along with all of that fun and the seventh inning stretch and all that goes with a Cubs game, you should expect the Cubs to win and not be in the playoffs for the last 4 years.
More than just a little alcohol, the sound of a bat, and of course, some good times.